Local municipal elections took place in St John and around the province on Monday, May 11th, with a number of the previous council members standing down and incumbent councillors Mariah Darling and Paula Radwin losing their seats. The new city council will comprise a total of 7 new members. Just Greg Norton in Ward 1, at-large councillor Gary Sullivan, Deputy Mayor John McKenzie in Ward 2, and Mayor Donna Reardon held on to their seats. Local 107.3 FM spoke with one of the 2 new Ward 3 councillors, Eric Savoy, about his experience in the election and the prospect he sees in working with the rest of the city council members.
I have a deep amount of respect for everyone who put their name forward in Ward 3. We're really fortunate we had amazing candidates put their names forward. My reasons for really putting my name forward was to really make sure that City Hall does in fact work for everyone, and that we're making sure that this growth and opportunity is benefiting, you know, the whole city. Coming out of COVID, I had an opportunity to come home, to move back to St. John, and I could see so many amazing things happening in the city, but I could see that that growth wasn't really benefiting everyone in an equitable way. And I think I've got some unique skills and experience in my professional career, having been a management consultant at one of the big 4 firms. And I think that those skills and that experience can really make a big difference around the horseshoe.
Your experience within the campaign and going into the election, is this the first time you experienced something like this? And what was the experience like?
Actually, my first time kind of getting involved in maybe small P politics was in high school. I ran for my high school student council and I lost. Fast forward to university, and there was an opportunity to get involved with the student representative council here at the University of New Brunswick. Got into council. That was when the post-secondary education review was coming down and they were looking at turning UNB into a polytechnic. And I led a very significant student movement and protests to have the government reconsider their policy. I'm quite involved in the community, in the arts and culture scene. I'm on the Symphony New Brunswick board. I'm involved with the Business Community Anti-Poverty Initiative, as well as the local pride organization, St. John Funday Pride, where I've led a significant effort to renew the organization to be more sustainable for generations to come. And so have my ear to the ground. I'd like to think that I'm pretty approachable and understand the needs, and that people feel comfortable reaching out to me with their concerns and ideas. It's a pretty rewarding experience getting to meet your neighbors and hear what's on their mind.
What did you hear on the doorstep and kind of like when talking to residents about the most pressing issues to them for St. John's and things that you might hope to be able to address on the council?
I think for me going into this, there were 3 kind of obvious things that had emerged. Number 1, affordable housing. Our provincial government, in partnership with nonprofits and with the federal government, have, I think, a good strategy, but I think we can do more as a city to be at the table and find additional ways to increase the supply of deeply affordable non-market housing. I think community safety and well-being. So how do we create a sense of belonging and safety? Policing is part of it, but it's so much more. It's about how do you get to know your neighbor? How do we invest in infrastructure that allows you to feel safe in your neighborhood, on the street? And so I'm looking at it from a more holistic perspective. And then opportunities for everyone. You know, there's a lot of growth. The port is booming. It's going to continue to grow. We've got lots of opportunity on the horizon. There's real momentum building. But how do we make sure that there's those opportunities and those career pathways for folks here today, but also our youth? You know, the jobs market is changing significantly, and we need to make sure that they know where they can get a job. And then lastly, and this really emerged on the campaign trail, is, you know, people not feeling like they've been heard. I think people understand that you can't fix all problems overnight, but there's a genuine feeling amongst citizens, maybe that City Hall hasn't really been registering their concerns when they're expressed. And I think sometimes people just want to be seen, valued, and heard.
There's a limit to the scope of municipal powers, obviously, and budget. So how do you kind of balance that between understanding that you want to ensure that people get the services they need against this idea of there's a limit to what you can do?
City Hall might not have direct responsibility for all things that the community needs. We need to work in partnership with the provincial and federal government, and As a local council, we have the ability to be a convener. We can be an advocate, and we can be a voice for our neighbors. The things that are the priority of our neighbors and colleagues and friends and family, you know, should be, you know, priorities and needs that we see and feel in our everyday lives as well. And so, you know, it's a privilege to serve community, and I think that one of the biggest roles that we can play, and maybe some of those areas that aren't in the direct purview, is to be a convener, an advocate, and perhaps a coordinator on the ground.
You're starting off an election campaign, kind of like in competition to some degree with other candidates, and now working together. How do you foresee kind of working with other people with varying different opinions, and also working specifically with your co-councillor in Ward 3, Ryan Moore? So what are your feelings about kind of like working together and that kind of cooperative nature of municipal politics?
It's a diverse council. We all have different backgrounds and experience, and we probably all campaigned on slightly different but perhaps complementary issues that we were hearing in the different parts of the city. But I think we need to make that upfront investment in getting to know each other, what our strengths are, what we're each bringing to the council, so that we can lean on each other where we have to, but also just to align on our shared priorities, right? And I think so long as we continue to put citizens at the center of our, you know, I said this thing when I ran, I said, cities are built by people for people. And I think if we can work out as a team, a framework, I suppose, on how we'll make decisions together, we don't always have to agree, and that's how you get to the best outcomes. But we need to respect one another. And I think if we do the upfront work in team building and setting the framework on how we're going to work together, I think we'll get along just fine. And I fully expect and hope that we do have rigorous debate. But at the end of the day, once we make a decision, we also have to support those decisions and support city management. But we also have to be strong enough to admit maybe if we've maybe not quite made the right decision, and to raise our hand and revisit things from time to time, because you can't know, you're not going to ever get it perfect 100% of the time. In terms of Ward 3 and working with Ryan Moore, I think Ryan and I will get on really well. I think we've got complementary skills and different backgrounds, and we're intending to get together before we kind of convene with other councillors just to share notes on what we heard on the campaign trail. And I'm really excited to work with Ryan in this new capacity. My door is always open. An email, a phone call, stop me in the street. I am committed to this job, and I'm going to do my best every day. But I really hope people feel that that I'm an approachable person, and not to hesitate to reach out anytime.
Local 107.3 FM has also spoken with Ryan Moore, the other new councillor for Ward 3. All the election results can be found at electionsmb.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.